Ya Bihaji. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihaji. Gopi Dana Vallabha Iri Varadadi Gopi Dana Vallabha Iri Varadadi Yasoda nanana braja jana yandana Yasoda nanana braja jana yandana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Deya radha madha Punya Bihaji Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihaji Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parabra Jagacharya Ashtata Satasi Simadhisti Vaingresh Silabe Charanaravinda Silabhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Silababhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai Iskon Founder Acharya Silababhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Silahari Dastako Ki Jai Aprem se kaho si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh, glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. Oh, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Svandavati Antasamiti Aminasti Rasati Deva Govani Vijayani 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 Krishna, Krishna. Thank you. For only 1 minute. This is, yeah. Can you please put this in another direction? No, the devotees can. They Stavavali, but you like a fan? Yes, Stavavali is needs a fan. Or is not only her, but Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya I would like to start with something which I should have really done yesterday or even before yesterday. I wanted to greet you all. Many of you I have not seen for, I believe, more than half a year now. And I'm always so little of time that I just sit down and start a lecture almost as if we did not know each other. Hari Bol! Ananda, Chaitanya and Rangini, seid ihr es oder sind es eure Geister? Hare Krishna. Kommt ihr danach bitte zu mir? I'm very happy to be here in Croatia. It's really the devotees here. They have this quality which we miss so often in Germany or I have been to America, there this quality I have not found at all. This coming from the heart, being real. And I want to thank you very much for coming to these classes, which obviously are a way where we can associate together. And I believe there should be a way where we can support each other. I would like to talk today about a subject matter which I have called chanting with feeling. And I think you know why we have chosen this subject today. In at 7 o'clock we want to start our Nam Yagya here. We will have Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu with us, and Gadadha and Ojashvi, and the Gaurahari Bhajan band. So I would like to set today the mood for this Nam Yagya by telling a secret to all of you, which I feel can really make a great change in your spiritual life. I must tell you very honestly that I'm now chanting for more than 30 years. And as all of you who are chanting, I had my ups and downs. I still have. Sometimes there's great enthusiasm. And there is a great, let me say, one is moved while chanting. And at other times, it becomes just a fulfillment of duties. I have watched the devotees who chant out of duty. When they are young, they remember their initiation vows. But when they become old, they say, what is the use of chanting out of duty? And they may not chant the 16 rounds. In previous times, we have reacted to this quite strongly. We have said, wow, this, you gave a promise. And I mean, isn't this our process? But today I would like to ask a question. When do we feel enthusiastic to chant? When do we feel that the chanting is a direct communication with Krishna? When can we actually feel the presence of the Lord while we are chanting? It's mostly at the time when we chant with feelings. With spiritual feelings. I would like to read to you a section from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada's writings. It appears in Sri Chaitanya's teaching, where he gives a very realized description of divine sound. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur will discuss one of the essential spiritual secrets of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he will distinguish between chanting which has life and chanting which has no life. He says that when you have a capsula in which the medicine is, this capsula is not identical with the medicine. So he says, you may chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but if you chant the mantra without life, then it is almost as if you have only the capsula, but not the medicine inside the capsula. He says, the holy name of Krishna means divine sound. It can be compared to a capsule of medicine. The capsule is not the medicine. Externally, one capsule may look like another, but within one capsule there may be medicine, and within another there may be cyanide, a deadly poison. So then he says, it is not the sound of Krishna's name that is Krishna. Krishna is within the sound. And then he explains, when Krishna is present in the sound, the holy name must be surcharged with the proper spirit, not any mundane sentiment. Later Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that you can request a parrot to chant, but the papagay, the parrot, has no spirit in it, and the name which he chants will not be the Krishna, will not be present, will be just some swook, some sound. And he makes his point very clear by saying, the pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, but heart deep. I think this is, Gaurang Karan has made a new CD, Venugopal has told me, Ode Sritse Sa Yes. How is it in Croatian? From heart to the lips. He has taken this idea from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, but heart deep. So what does it mean to chant heart deep, the Hare Krishna mantra? It means to chant the holy name with a feeling of devotion, with a feeling of love, with some feeling which is directed towards Krishna. It should not be a mundane sentiment, but it should be something in connection with Krishna. And we will talk about two such feelings which can be involved in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We will first talk of a feeling which is for absolute newcomers, like most of you. And then we will talk of a feeling which is something for maybe about 1/4 of my audience. But I hope that the newcomers will soon fill the department of the 1/4 of the audience, and we will have more advanced devotees here. When you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, there must be a motivation. Why are you chanting? The beginner's motivation is a motivation of fear. If I don't chant, then I will be miserable. I will forget everything. I will be in Maya. And I will desire sex life and rock and roll and chewing gum.
Hare Krishna.
The other motivation is a motivation of love. Oh, Krishna is so wonderful. Oh, I want Krishna. I so much want to come to him. Let us now go deeply into some examples of the first motivation, And the second motivation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a motivation where you chant out of fear. Ayinanda tanu yakinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam buyo tava kripaya para pankaja stiti dhuli sadrisham vichintayam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses the mood of a conditioned soul who wakes up to spiritual knowledge. He said, Oh my Lord, I am your eternal servant. But at the present moment, I'm in the ocean of material existence. And I'm drowning in it. It's a very dangerous place. Please save me and take me out of this ocean. I told some of you, maybe I told it in a public lecture, that 3 years ago I actually drowned in the Atlantic Ocean, which is the most cruel ocean. It's not like the Adriatic Sea where you can just swim and there are no currents, but in the Atlantic Ocean, you know, when the current comes and takes you, it will take you out into the high waves where the sharks is not so much a problem nowadays, I hear, but high waves which will make you drown. And I do remember that one day I wanted to swim a little, and I went into the ocean, and one of these currents came and took me right out into the high sea, where the waves came crashing down and brought me into the, you know, put me into underwater. At that time I started to vomit in the water and to die. I was drowning. Then I thought, Krishna, is this the end of Sachinandan Swami which you have planned? He's drowning like an ordinary German tourist. Couldn't it be a little bit more in style, please? Like in the dust of Vrindavan, or about 150 German tourists, I found out later, die at the same spot each year, because they don't read the signs, you know, where it says don't go in when there is a red sign. No, we are Germans. We can swim very nicely. I also thought like this. I know swimming. And whoop, was out in the ocean. My dear devotees, it is intense to die. Especially when you drown, it's traumatic. And especially when you drown in your own vomit. It's terrible. It's really a psychological trauma. And you are absolutely helpless. So at that moment, you know, after I had complained to Krishna, I thought this is not the way of bhakti. I took all my nerves together and said, my dear Lord, usually I don't pray for my own benefit, but today I have to do it. Please, save me. Get me out of this ocean. I don't want to die now. And not by drowning, something else, you know, but not drowning. And I'm still living. I was saved. So this is how a devotee, this is the example of which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses, how a devotee should chant. Prabhupada, he has taken up this point that one can very nicely address a person in danger he had said, a person who thinks everything is all right. Sve uredno. I'm in the material world, yes, but it's all right. I have to die, yes, but it's all right. I have to get my karma, yes, but it's all right. I'm fallen, yes, but it's all right. Someone who stubbornly avoids to see the reality, he cannot chant. It's not for him. He should lick some ice cream, earn money and pay taxes. And when it's boring, look at the TV. There are a lot of movies. Spiritual life is not for you. You are too much in illusion. You are pointing your face away from reality. Spiritual life is all about becoming real. But if you understand, at least sometimes, at least one time in your life, I'm fallen. I'm so much, like one devotee said, forces are driving me. My mind is controlling me. I'm not in control of my life. But I want Krishna. Please, Krishna, help me. If Krishna only one time hears that you ask this serious question, if he only one time sees that you turn earnestly to him, he says he will come to your help. I personally believe that everyone in this tent and also outside the tent, I mean the devotees who are in the summer camp, and of course also the many devotees who could not come to the summer camp, I believe they once called for Krishna. And that's why you are in Krishna consciousness. Because somehow Krishna took your call serious. You know, I'm sitting the whole day and talking to devotees, and usually those who come to me, they tell me at one moment of their life, oh, I need help. I need help. Seriously, I need help. I meet the whole day such devotees. I know that we cannot say this every day from the heart, but I think all of you have called like this to Krishna. This is the first motivation. You recognize I need help. You are not afraid to be a realist. Humility is the vision of reality. Pride can never show you the truth. Now the second motivation is where you call to the Lord out of love. And I would like to read to you one of my favorite verses, which I sometimes chant before I start to, read this verse or pray this verse before I start to chant my rounds. Because this verse awakens my spiritual feelings, my feelings of love for Krishna. It's a verse which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says one should chant when one wants to chant with feelings. And I think you all will agree with me. It's nicer to chant out of love than out of fear, you know. Ah, fire is behind me, I really need you now, Krishna. Yes. So, it's very interesting to understand who chanted this verse and under which circumstances. It was chanted by a great devotee who had made a Vaishnava apparat, and who was Vaishnava apparat means a mistake towards a devotee, and who as a result took on one life as a demon, a fallen devotee. I very much like this motive. We always have these two sides in us. One is everyone is like a good devotee, but then there is this other side also there, which makes us gravitate towards the material side. So Maharaj Chitraketu, the great devotee, after he was cursed by Parvati, became Vritasura, the demon. He became such a demon that he terrorized the whole universe. But towards the end of his life, he remembered his true identity, and he went into battle with Indra. And at the end of, towards the highlight of the battle, he had already beaten Indra off of his chariot. He changed his whole mood. Indra, please take me out of this demon life. Indra thought he didn't hear properly. Little massage. Please take this sinful body away from me. I wish to go back to my Lord so much. And then he started to pray to Krishna. And Indra heard this. And he was amazed by the devotion. Would you like to hear this prayer? Well, Vritasura, I will tell you first what awaits you now, so that you don't faint when you hear it. It's so devotional. He will say, like little baby birds are always waiting for the mother, I wait for you. And like a small calf tied with a rope, wants his mother to come and that he can drink some water, milk. And now it will get very confidential. Like a woman whose husband is away, wants to have her husband back, and serve him in all respects. Huh? I wish to have you. Now these are three increasing degrees of intensity. The bird only wants food. He waits in the nest. Is only interested in the mother for giving food. The calf does a little bit more. It wants the food, but it moves towards the cow. You know, although there's a rope. But the wife wishes to see her husband happy. She decorates the house, maybe puts an incense stick, decorates herself very nicely, cooks all the preparations the husband likes. And in other ways also, in the ways man and woman meet, she wants to satisfy and give pleasure to her husband. So here's the verse, please hear it, it will be very nice for you. Because this is the mood in which a devotee in this world can chant with feeling. O lotus-eyed Lord, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service to you. As baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them, I want you to come. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, I wait for you, my Lord. Or as a morose wife, whose husband is away from home, always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I yearn for the opportunity to render direct service to you. So this is how you, this is the mood in which you will get the life of the Hare Krishna mantra. Either to think, oh, my life is not all right here. I'm drowning. Krishna, please save me. Or you think that, my Lord, I want your presence. I want to serve you. You must know that everything, spiritual and material, depends on one's mental condition. It is said that 1,000 prostitutes take their bath daily in the Ganga, and then they go to work. They didn't have a very devotional mentality, or they didn't want to be purified. Yes, let us wash a little, and maybe Ganga will bless me that I get a good paying customer. And they have not any benefit. Or maybe only a slight benefit. A small benefit is still there. Prabhupada talks about this a little. People generally go to the Gangas to be purified of the effects of sinful life. But here's an example of how foolish persons enter the Ganges to become involved in sinful life. Then he says, it is not that everyone becomes purified by entering the Ganges. Everything, spiritual and material, depends on one's mental condition. Do you feel this is a clear point? We have a Veda Academy in Germany, and sometimes people want to know how they can improve their living circumstances. And then the Vastu consultant comes to them, and he usually sees that the problems in Vastu reflect the problems in the personality's mind. So he cannot tell the person to just take the sofa out of the northeast and place it in the southwest. I hope this is correct. The experts here, Gadadha or Moksharupi or Venu, if you want to have the tip of where to put your furniture. But the Vastu consultant has to tell the person, to improve your life is not a matter of placing one sofa to another corner. You have to change your life. Or an astrologer will say, I can see this and this and this. And I could now tell you some remedies. But you have to change your life. So, if you want to derive the full benefit of chanting, my dear devotees, it's not a matter of just changing some timings, no, or following the 1,000,008 tips for better japa. You have to go a little bit deeper and think about what price you have to pay to get Krishna consciousness. Because this is such a big point, I will not say this in my own language. We will now hear Srila Prabhupada talking about this price which a devotee has to pay to get true Krishna consciousness. We have a tape recording with us by Gaurahari's and Rudy's mercy. We will hear it. Hopefully it will work. Srila Prabhupada will talk about the one qualification which a devotee who worships Krishna to have Krishna must have. He will say that this qualification is eagerness. He will talk about this very lively. He will say, Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the devotee, is not poor. The Krishna seller, the one who sells Krishna. So one, yes. Yes, now, Hrvatska. So, it's not poor. He can give you Krishna. Krishna can give himself to you. The devotee can give Krishna to you. But you must pay one price. So we will hear about this now. Listen very carefully. I don't think we can translate it.
So, smirang bhangitraya parijitang sach distinna dushti ma prekhishta sakhe jadi tama mandu sange stiranga. If you think that you'll enjoy more your life in this material world, then you do not go there. You do not go. The idea is that if you want to see Krishna, then you will forget all this nonsense material enjoyment. That is seeing Krishna. Now, Shamin Kitatosmi Barangana Jati. My dear Lord, I don't want anything. Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went to see Krishna to get the kingdom of his father. But when he saw Krishna, Vishnu, Krishna offered, no, whatever benediction you want, you take. He said, Samin Kikathosmi Barangana Jyachi. My dear Lord, I have no more any desire. That is Krishna. That if you want to see Krishna for some business, I shall see Krishna just like, of course, if you are eager to see Krishna, the motive may be different. But some or other, due to our eagerness, you will see Krishna. That is the only qualification. In another poetry, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rasabhavitamati kriyatam jadi kutopi labhati. This is our this Krishna consciousness. I have taken this from this word, Krishna bhakti rasabhavanamati. This is actual translation in Sanskrit or Krishna bhakti raso bhavanamrita. So, Rupa Goswami advises that Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase. Don't delay. Krishna bhakti raso bhavanamrita. Kriyatam. Purchase immediately. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavana mrita priyatam jadi kutobi. When it is available, it is a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. Now what is the price?
What is the price?
It's such a nice thing. You have to pay price. Yes, there is price. What is that? Tatra laulam ekamullam. Simply your eagerness. That is price.
Simply your eagerness.
This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna. Immediately. Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he is also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free, and he is doing that. Simply you have to purchase by your eagerness. That is what. Tatra laulam. No, eagerness, I have got eagerness. It is not so easy.
So this is, I think, very clear. Everything spiritual and material depends on one's mental condition. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about how a devotee should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Would you like to hear this? It will become a little bit more intense. It's all right? He would say, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan. Dhan means the treasure. Bhakti A Krishna, Nam Smaran Krandan. Krandan means crying. So devotional service, devotional service, devotional service is the greatest treasure. Devotional service means crying while remembering Krishna's name. Then he continues, the pure name of Krishna manifests when one cries while chanting the name of Krishna. Wealth and high birth are useless if one does not worship Krishna. I remember I was once in Bombay and I was very, very weak because I had a Panchakarma treatment, Ayurvedic treatment. So every day I had to go with a three-wheeler, they are called. These auto rickshaws to the clinic for another torture. And I remember one day I stood at the, our auto rickshaw was at a traffic light. And there was a beggar. He was going, you know, and I was on a diet. I was fat. But the beggar, you know, he knew I am a Westerner. I most probably have some more rubies than he. So he would not stop. He really cried. And he really started to cry. Water was coming. And finally he had me. All right. I looked at all my rupees and take it and pray for me that I can eat something soon. Because yeah, this crying moves hard. What do you do when someone comes to you and really cries? You say, all right. What do you want? Just stop crying, please. Then you do it. So Krishna is also like this. When he sees his devotees crying for him, then he gives his milast. But the question is, from where will we hard-hearted or sentimental people get this proper crying? Most of the time we cry when there's something, when we want something more fixed, maybe smoke with, or when our wife has left us, or when there's quarrel at home, or when we don't get the novats. Then we cry for ourselves. But crying for Krishna is not the self-centered crying. It means really that you understand, wow, I did a mistake. I'm here in this material world. And I even think it's all right. This is how you start your spiritual life, in all seriousness. Now, from where will you get this mood? As we said, Krishna will not be impressed by a self-centered crying. He will be impressed by crying for him like a child who cries for the mother. You get this from devotees. When you see a devotee, when you are connecting with a devotee who is really 100% there, you become moved. I would like to tell you a story which moved me. A story of Srila Prabhupada. This was told by the pujari of the Advaita Bhavan. It's in Shantipur, a temple of Advaita Acharya. This I talked this year with the son of this pujari, and he confirmed the story. Here's the story. The pujari says that once a month he saw one grihastha in white dress coming into the temple, going to behind the temple where the sitting place of Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. And this grihastha stayed the whole day and chanted japa. And he would cry while he was chanting. Then he didn't see the grihastha any longer. He saw, he forgot about it. But many years later, he was doing puja and he saw a sannyasi entering. And the sannyasi went back into the behind the temple. So when he had finished his puja, he looked at the sannyasi and he saw he was sitting at exactly the same spot where this grihastha used to sit. But only this time he chanted so much with tears in his eyes. And at the end he was just rolling on the ground. Then he got up and he moved out of the temple. So the pujari stopped him. Can I speak to you? Yes. Are you the same person who came as a grihastha once a month and chanted at this spot? Yes. You are very moved? You are crying? Oh, my Guru Maharaj gave me this impossible order to go to the West and preach. Oh, said the pujari, don't go to the West. It's a dangerous place. I have heard. No, said the sannyasi, tomorrow I am going. And I am very fallen. I do not know how to preach. But my Guru Maharaj told me. And he went. Many years later, the same pujari saw how white men were coming to the temple. And women. One day he stopped one of them and said, don't know how to say it in Bengali. Guru Maharaj, to me, Guru Maharaj. The Westerner did also not understand, but he heard the word Guru Maharaj and he took out a Back to Godhead magazine and opened it and showed the pujari who is his Guru Maharaj. Pujari saw. This was the same person who came as a grihastha and who came as a sannyasi. Nam, who means what is the name? And the devotee understood to him, Nam, this much he could understand. Srila Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This pujari started to dance in ecstasy. He got the milost. He went. He preached. And now the Westerners are coming. Hare Krishna. So this is a very nice story. It moves the heart. We can hear. And we can think of a person and follow slowly into his footsteps. Do you know yoga? There is one acharya, yoga acharya, Patanjali. He says one can control the vrittis, that is the waves in the mind, by fixing the mind on one who has transcended human passions and attachments. So if you connect your chanting with a person who has evolved to Krishna consciousness, if you connect it with Srila Prabhupada, some good feelings will come into your desert heart. Look at pictures, think of Srila Prabhupada, and you will see how your mind gets pacified and purified. It is said that one gets 1/100th the portion of the religious merit of a person by thinking of him. If I think about Mick Jagger, I will soon also be like that. I get some of his vibration and energy. If I think of Aristoteles, I will start to think in Aristotelesian logic. True or untrue? Yes or no? What is true cannot be false. And what is false cannot be true. This is a very limited thinking. My children thought. Basis of Western philosophy. There are many things in between. Many, many, many. By thinking of a person who is spiritually advanced, you also get the advancement. Therefore, meditate on Prabhupada and on, most important also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a meditation by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. One who sees in his mind's eyes Lord Gaura's loving face. Lice, yes. Mm-hmm. He is intoxicated by ever fresh forms of affectionate and passionate devotion. Lord Chaitanya's face is decorated with lotus-shaped eyes, which are like pools of tears. And in these pools of tears, there the lotus grows. That's why Lord Chaitanya has lotus eyes. The lotus grows in his tearful eyes as he chants, Ha Krishna, Ha Govinda. And when you see this face before you, you will never desire to distance yourself from Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, what I'm trying to express here is try to connect with your feelings as you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. These should be spiritual feelings. Feelings of longing for Krishna, or they should be feelings of feeling your insufficiency. I'm in danger. I'm so much a neophyte in Krishna consciousness. It's embarrassing for me. I now need the help. This is what I would like to express in this lecture. Somehow when Lord Nityananda sees only once tears in the eyes, if someone chants the name of Gora, then he gives everything to that person. Yes. I must tell you, I personally do not believe any longer in external things. It's easy for me to cry. If you want, I could cry now before your eyes. You would have to give me 2 minutes and you wouldn't believe your eyes. But it's only external. And I don't believe that an external attempt to get some tears in the eyes will be beneficial. But what will be beneficial is to go deep inside and connect with the Lord. And then you can cry spiritual tears. Now I would like to end my seminar. I would like to give you a few external tips in chanting. Because what we have heard now may be a little bit over your heads. I would like to first of all give you a tip which helps you to concentrate. And Prabhupada used to say when we chant and we want to concentrate, we can chant half of the mantra by moving our fingers. And then the other half, we don't move our fingers. You follow? Let me show you. I will do it a little bit in an exaggerated way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Stop. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I go to the next one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do some of you have beebacks with you? Let us try. Just so that you get a feeling for it. If you have no beebag with you, no problem, you can chant with us. We will just chant like 5 beats. Please say with me, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shri Go Bhakta Vrinda. So half of one mantra, moving the hands. The other half, stop. Oh, no moving. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Stop. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Move. Stop moving. Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Move. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare. Stop moving. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. So this is how to do it. By using your tactile sense, especially these two fingers, a natural circle will be moved and there is a constant concentration which happens. Yes, it will come naturally to you. The next rule which is usually done in Vaishnava circles is that you vow yourself to absolutely do nothing before one granta is chanted. Granta means a knot. In chanting japa, a granta are four rounds. Like sometimes, you know, when we chant, we just put the beads down to do something else and then return to our japa. Or we might put some water into our cup and drink some water in between. But it will help you tremendously if you say, no, for four rounds, I don't do anything else. I just fix my mind as good as I can, and then I can make a little pause. I can drink something, or I can look around, who came, who's, what is his t-shirt, Ideal is to not even think like this. But the idea here is that at least for four rounds, you are concentrated. Do you think you can make it for four rounds? That is possible, isn't it? It gives the mind some relief. That is a tip from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Another thing is, don't shake when you chant. You can imagine, after 20 years, we have to put you into the mental asylum. It's dangerous for the brain and your character. Usually devotees chant because to get rid of some passion. You know, they shake. Imagine you wouldn't see a sound when someone chants. And you would really think, what is wrong here? Or maybe he practices for horse riding. It's a way to release the passion. But if you have some passion, just put it in the sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Not even this. See, we all do this. It's not so good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So, wait a minute. I have to put my passion now in there. I have no passion. I'm a little tired. But at this moment, in Kirtan, I have. One moment I want to say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. See, I take all my energy, my mental energy now into the sound. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. See, it gets some energy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. See, can you feel, hear the energy? If I go like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, all the energy will go, you know. You know. Now I want to go back to my main subject. The life of the holy name will ultimately not come by a mechanical tactic. It comes if you really develop the feeling of yearning to Krishna, wanting to render service to the Lord, wanting to be connected with the Lord in love. And for this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we should go to three very powerful places to get this intensity. First, you know already, serious devotees. That possibility you all have now, in the morning, we can all chant together. There are many serious devotees amongst us. The next thing is you can go to a holy dham. Holy dhams are there in the east, like Vrindavan Dham, but also our temples are holy dhams. Some of you have noticed how Gornitai are showing more and more of their beauty. They are now in the Zagreb temple, and this is a holy dham. Or if you can come and visit us in Goloka Dham, I mean, I'm actually forbidden to say this. But it's also a holy dham. You can ask Anandini and Tridasha Roy. And his wife. It's a very good atmosphere. You please come and stay for a few days. So the holy dham. Or you can worship you can chant before a Maha Premi Bhakta, Tulasi Devi. You will get the right mood. It will go into your heart. Hare Krishna. Yes. Okay, so I want to end my little lecture here. I want to request now all of you to kindly leave the tent as soon as possible. I mean, not just now, but... But be ready outside, please. If you need to take care of yourself, maybe go to the bathroom or something, do so quickly, but then return. We will start with German punctuality at 7 o'clock with our Nam Yakya. And you absolutely cannot miss this. I want to also request the devotees who will play instruments to come now and who sing so that we can discuss about it. Hare Krishna, see you soon. You have 15 minutes. 15 German minutes. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauranitai ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.